Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, we got so much to thank him for. He said, Lord, I thank you this morning. Lord, I thank you. I thank you, thank you, thank you. I thank you all the days of my life. I don't know about nobody else, but I thank the Lord this morning. I thank him for his goodness, his mercy, and his grace. I thank him for my family on today, and I thank him for my friends and even my enemies on today. I pray for you on today, and I just thank God. I thank God, as we always say, from one week to another and from one day to another and one second to the next second. So much is going on, y'all. It's so much to pray for. It's a praying time. It's a time like never before. Every day you hear, you know, bad news, you know, versus good news, you know. So it's just so much. Anyway, we here at the Ready Church just want to make a difference. You may get tired of us saying we want to make a difference, but that truly is what I want to do in this last and evil day with all the constant wars and chaos and confusion and everything. I don't know about you, but there's a lot of confusion around me. I tell you, Lord have mercy. If it ain't this, it's that. If it ain't that, it's this. So I'm telling you, you got to keep praying and keep trusting God, because you know what? Prayer changes things. In spite of what people may say or do, prayer changes things. And the reason why we're where we are today is because of a lack of prayer. I mean, people not praying and not seeking God like they should. And when you don't seek God like you should, you open the door for the enemy to come in, you know. And that's what the enemy has did. He has crept into the houses of God, you know, because when you take prayer out, like I said, you invite in and everything else in, you know. We got to keep the sacred things in the house of God, you know, the word, you know. Prayer changes things, deliverance. That's what the church is for. It's, you know, it's a place where you come and exchange. You know, you can receive the word of God and grow from the word of God and live by the word of God. And, you know, where the preacher is supposed to be preaching the word of God, which is the word of truth, you know. And it's supposed to, you're supposed to come and hear. And the Bible says, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit has to say unto the church. And the Bible says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. So the devil knows that that was a place, that's the place that, that you're supposed to hear, so that your faith can grow. You know, the more you hear about Jesus, the more you trust him. But if you don't hear about him, then you won't trust him. So we at the Ready Church just want to make a difference from day to day. And I say the same thing over and over. Just want to make a difference here at the Ready Church. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and praise you for another day you allowed us to see, and you didn't have to do it. And we thank you for it on today. We thank you, God, that our family circle is not unbroken, oh God. And we pray on today that you continue to minister to us in a special way, touch our hearts and minds, oh God, and find anything that displeases in your sight, God. Shake it out and straighten us, oh God. Minister life to us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, through the word of God, Lord. We just thank you, oh God, for what you've done nobody else could do. And we plead the blood of Jesus over everything that's not like you on today. And we pray for those that are battling mental illness and suicide. And we pray for those that are in bereavement today. And as we know, we just praise you, God. And we just thank you, oh God, for what you've done nobody else can do. Think through my mind, speak through my lips of clay on today. God, help me to make a difference where it counts in these last and evil days. In Jesus' name we pray. And the devil's defeated. God is exalted. The Holy Spirit is present. And Jesus Christ is still Lord. Oh, yes, he is. I tell you, you know, like I say, it's always something to discuss because there's so much going on around about us. Love of many waxing cold and families are divided and, you know, and I'm telling you, just violence everywhere. It's just chaos everywhere, y'all. And the only way you're going to get peace of mind in the midst of confusion is with Jesus and his word. You can have a hiding place. That's the safest place you can be is in the will of God, and the will of God is his word on today. Now, we here at the Ready Church, as I said, we just want to make a difference. We want to contend for the faith. I know they said God doing a new thing and out with the old and in with the new, and, you know, and I'm telling you, just so much going on. I was looking at an article and where people were standing in line. They're standing in line to get the digital mark. Oh, my God, and when if they read the word of God, you know, you be prepared for all of this. You won't be able to buy or sell except if you have the mark, and people taking the mark voluntarily today, you know, I mean, it was a lot of people in line, standing in line to get this digital marking on their bodies. But I'm telling you, oh, every day, like I said, there's so much going on, you know, and it's not new. It's not new. It's been going on for centuries. You know, the same devil, you know, over 2,000 years ago, you know, the word was rolled up in, you know, and everything is coming together. Everything is coming together. As I said, when I get ready to bring the word of God, the enemy try to attack my mind because they don't want me to bring the word of God, so that you will know truth and you'll know his tricks. See, now that's a trick right there when he try to come against your mind so that you can't receive the word of God, and he don't want me to present the word of God to you. So it's a battle. It's a battle when I'm trying to bring the word of God to you. You know, those principalities and powers in the air be trying to come at my mind because the enemy don't want me to get the word out. He don't want me to tell you about Jesus. He don't want you to know about Jesus. He don't want you to know that Jesus will heal you, save you, and deliver you and set you free. So he's been coming at my mind, trying to twist up my tongue and all that stuff. That's the enemy, because he don't want the word to get out. But Jesus is still the same, y'all. He's the same God as he was over 2,000 years ago. He's still God. It's he that made us and not we ourselves. And out of our mother's womb, we came. But we ain't going to go there today. But anyway, this morning I just want to talk to you about the handwriting on the wall. I'm telling you, handwriting is on the wall. The signs are everywhere that Jesus is coming back. This is a sign right here. Like I said, you know, he don't want me to bring the word of God to you so that you won't know truth. He want me to just shut my mouth, go somewhere and sit in a corner, and just, if that's what you want, then you just stay there. But no, when you get something good and you get truth, you want to share truth today. And as I say, I'm not a minister, so it's probably even harder for me because, you know, I'm not a minister, but I try to declare the word of God and tell you to search the scriptures and see if it be true or not what we're saying to you. And, you know, and I know that the enemy wants to kill and steal and destroy people's lives because he's doing it. You know, every day you hear somebody being killed, you know, violence filling the land, raping and stealing and, you know, killing and, you know, all these things, they are from the devil. He the one come to kill, steal, and destroy. That's what John 10:10 says. Get your Bible and read it. John 10:10 said that the enemy, which is the devil, comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy your life. And then you read a little further down, it said, but I have come, which is Christ has come, that you might be set free. You know, he come to give us life, and that life more abundantly on today. Where the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy, and take things from you, take your family away from you, you know, take things from you. Jesus, I came to give you life, and that life more abundantly on today. And we here to ready to is here to share the word of God with you on today. Not gonna be before you long, unless the Lord say otherwise. Sometime I get up and I get back to listening. I say, oh my God, Lord, I didn't know I had all that in me, but whatever the Lord say, you know, when I pray and I say, Lord, you know, not my will, but thy will be done. And I say, speak through my lips of clay. Then I turn myself over to be used by him in these last meal of days. So you might not understand it, but as my mother would say, you understand it better by and by. I understand some of those by and by now that has came, you know, into fruition. And I thank God for being able to see the tricks and the traps of the enemy on today. And I want to tell you today that, you know, he got tricks and he got traps for you, but don't you fall into it. You run to the word of God. I mean, it'll give you peace in the midst of your storm. You know, it'll give you solutions to your problem. Any problem, every problem is the solutions in the word of God on today. You can have a hiding place. As I said, I'm going to talk about, we're coming from Daniel. The 5 this morning, this is what I read this morning, Daniel chapter 5. You know, the handwriting is on the wall, y'all. Can't you see the handwriting on the wall? I mean, that means, you know, like a big old wall outside and you just see the sign. I told you, pay attention to the signs. As a matter of fact, you know, my neighbor sent me a picture yesterday and she was saying, look at this picture and tell me what you see. And the first thing I saw was, you know, a cloud, and it looked like it was a face in a cloud, and it looked like with a hand or something in the hand. And so when I sent it back to her, I said, well, it looked like it got a face in the sky. And she said, yeah, she said, that's what I was saying too. She said, but, you know, my nephew, he had sent it to me. The picture had, it was a house with grass. You know, he had cut the grass, and grass looked really pretty. So I told her, I said, and then I saw the grass. That was really pretty. The grass is really pretty. She said, yeah. She said, you know what? That's what my nephew sent it to me for. He said, how did I like it, and what did I see? But when I sent it back to him, I told him, I see like a face in the sky. I said, so when you sent it to me, that's the first thing I saw was up to, you know, to the sky. And so she, come to find out, he was talking about the grass. He was talking about the grass. But I tell you, there are some signs. I mean, I don't know about you, but I've seen a lot of things up in the sky, and you look, and you be almost sometimes you can see a sign, you know, a face, or sometimes writing, you know, look like something is written in the sky. And stuff, but I ain't gonna go there. But anyway, I just thought about that when I was studying yesterday about the handwriting on the wall. So there's the handwriting is on the wall, and it seems like, you know, the church eyes is closed, as T.D. Jakes said, the eyes of the church is closed. No, the eyes of the church supposed to be open, but I don't know, y'all need to look and pay attention to what's being said, because he said the eyes of the church is closed. He was talking to Oprah. He was on the Oprah show, and he was telling her, said, the eyes of the church is closed. And she told him, you know what? You running this thing. And that's what the enemy wants people to think, that the men of the earth is running things. No, 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 no. So this story here today, which is a true story about Nebuchadnezzar's son, Belshazzar, and that's what we're going to read today. About Belshazzar, because I'm telling you, like I said, the preachers are like him today. They just like Nebuchadnezzar's son today. They think they God. They think, you know, the great one, you know, and they just turning God's house over to uncleanliness and unholiness. And man thinking, like I said, smarter than God, and strange things going on in the house of God today, y'all. Inside the church, I mean, oh my God, den of thieves, they stealing, pastors stealing money. And oh my God, it's a lot of stuff going on in the house of God that should not be going on. They doing whatever they want to do and think there's no consequences. Well, this story about Belshazzar today is going to let us know, you know, that these men of the earth is just like him today. You know, there's nothing new under the sun. You know, the Bible says, as in the days of Noah, as in the days of Lot, so shall it be in our day. And these things are happening all over again, you know. So it's nothing new. I mean, it seems like we should learn, you know. Belshazzar, he did not learn from his father. And we can see today that a lot of these men that's running these churches and stuff, they not running the churches like their granddad and their uncles and, you know, and dad is dead. You know, they bringing in strange things in the house of God, you know, strange fire, strange things, you know, doing stuff that you ought not be doing in the house of God. We're seeing it today, all these pagan spirits and stuff, and African spirits, people doing African dance and all that kind of stuff, offering up all these different spirits, you know, through praise dancing and all. They got their legs all up, and oh my God, it's just so much going on in God's house. As a matter of fact, I was looking at one yesterday, and the man was praying, and he was patting the lady on her butt. Now, you know, that is just not, there's anything, everything going on in God's house. He's displeased. And then my friend, I was talking to them, and it was like, they went to church the other night and said, and the minister came in with a shirt and he had beer. It was beer, barbecue, and freedom on the shirt. Said, and the pastor was looking at him. I said, well, did the pastor say anything? He said, no, pastor ain't said nothing. Him and his wife said, pastor ain't said nothing. You know, so in and everything, they just letting in and everything go on in the house of God, because, you know, sometimes it's because of money, because of people, you know, you figure, you know, they're going to leave if I tell them the truth. But, hey, if you don't tell them the truth, you're not doing what God called you to do anyway. You know, so it's a lot going on, y'all. It's a lot going on. It's so disturbing. Like I said, when I see all this stuff taking place in the house of God, we have a lack of respect for God's house. The Bible said that his house should be called a house of prayer. And that's what they're doing less of, praying. They're doing more entertaining. And, you know, it's all about the praise team get up there, and they do longer than, they go longer than the preacher preach the word. And then the other part of the time, people just jump and shout, and you know, oh my god, it's just so much going on. But I pray that you'll learn from the lesson of Belshazzar today, because, see, there are consequences for our action. It's just like, you know, when Eli's sons was in the house, you know, Eli was a priest, and Eli's son was in the house also, and they were doing in and everything in the house of God. He did not correct his sons from, you know, having affairs with the different people in the church, you know, having, you know, sex with the women in the church. And there was a lot of corruption even back then. You know, Eli did not correct his son. We, and these preachers not correcting these people, and they just letting them do in and everything in God's house in the name of Jesus for their money. It's crazy. It's crazy with the stuff that's taking place in God's house. And the handwriting is on the wall, y'all. I'm telling you, everybody can see. You see the sign. Sometimes we in places and we see things that's just not right, and we still stay there. We still, you know, you're a part of it. When, you know, when you just act like you don't see it and just keep going and just, come on now. Now, God got to be dealing with all of us, because, you know, he loves us and he don't want any of us to perish. But, you know, we all got to stand before God for ourselves. Give an account to God for yourself. Judgment is coming, y'all. And you can't worry about people. Can't worry about your mama,
father, sister, brother, all that. You can't worry about that. You got to stand before God for you. You got to give an account for you. And sometimes, you know, people say, well, you know, that's my family. Well, you putting your family before God? You shouldn't put nothing and nobody before God. You know, you're going to have to leave here. You're going to leave them children. You're going to leave your sister, and brother, mother, father. You're going to leave. You know, there's two facts. There's a fact you was born, and there's a fact you're going to die, and you're going to stand before God and give an account. We have got to get this right, y'all. We got to get right. Get church. Get right. Get right, church. Get right. We're the church. You're the church. You carry your church everywhere you go. You're the only church that some people will ever read. You're the only, you know. Bible to anybody going to read, you know, the word of God. You know, they see Christ in you. Well, I'm talking about the fruit. You're not the Bible, but you're supposed to be an example of the Bible, of the word of God. You know, I don't want nobody to go get off on that. Somebody should say we the Bible. No, I didn't say that. I'm saying that we're supposed to be an example of what we read in the Bible, okay? Living holy, living righteous, talking right. You know, walking right, living right. We're supposed to be an example to people around about you. The Bible says you shall know them by the fruit. Your lifestyle, people watching you. They watching the way you walk, the way you talk, where you go, what you say. Come on, they watching everything there is about you. How you know, how you dress. People say now it don't even matter how you look. Yes, it does. You're representing Christ. Come on, you know. I mean, when you go to a prom or you go, you know, to a nice dinner or a banquet or stuff, you don't go there any kind of way. But people think they can come to God's house any kind of way. They don't really care. You know, come to the house of God preaching with holy jeans, your chest out and your shoulder out. And, you know, the men showing their muscle like dead and long, thinking, you know, muscle shirts and, you know, flesh everywhere. Come on, y'all. Let's get back to biblical truth. Let's get back representing Jesus well. Well, anyway, I'm going to get to the word of God. But like I said, Bill Frizzer, he was different from his dad. You know, his dad had learned. He went through a lot before he learned, but he learned. Bill Frizzer did not learn. We're going to read. And we don't want y'all to be like Bill Frizzer today. Because there are consequences. There were consequences for Eli's son. They died and he died because of the sin. When you don't get, the Bible says the wages or the pay for sin is death. Come on, y'all. Let's get it together here. The Bible says, Belshazzar, verse 1, Belshazzar, the king, made a great feast to 1,000 of his lords and drank wine before the 1,000. Here it's talking about the king had like a party or a banquet or a feast or whatever. He invited all his friends, his lords and everything. He's saying they drank wine before the 1,000. You know, they was having a party. They was having a party. And people having a party today. You know, church is not church no more. People just doing whatever they want to do. I saw a conference where people going to the conference, they even selling wine and whiskey in the conference. Come on, y'all. They're serving that. Come on. God's house is different from any other house. But today, I'm telling you, ever since they took the church and put it in arenas and, you know, coliseums and all that stuff, and I'm telling you, with the mega mess, you know, I'm telling you, people ain't come confessing nothing. They ain't giving up nothing. Everybody come hiding. Ain't nobody giving up nothing. They just come and listen. Ain't nobody coming repenting, asking God to save you, asking God to change you. No, everybody hiding, you know. But the Bible says there's nothing here that should not be revealed. He's uncovering a lot of stuff today. He's pulling the cover off. His word is true. He says, word shall accomplish what he sent it forth to do. It's gonna accomplish what he sent it forth to do. He's pulling it off. He wants you to get right today. He wants you to seek him while he may be found. Call upon the Lord while he's near. He's close to you right now. When you hear this word, he's close. He's talking to you. He's talking to me. You know, the word always hit the one that's bringing the word first. I know, like I said, I'm not a preacher, but I minister the word because I love God. I want to be an example. So anyway, Belshazzar, the king, made a great feast of thousands of his lords and drank wine before the thousand. And Belshazzar, while he tasted wine, commanded to bring gold and silver vessels, which his father Nebuchadnezzar had taken out of the temple, which was in Jerusalem, that the kings and the priests and their wives and their concubines might drink therein. So now, his daddy took them things out, but Belshazzar brought them back in. And that's what's going on today. I know a lot of these pastors, you know, if they were here today, they would be, oh, my God, they would not believe what their sons and grandsons and nephews and whoever is taking over, you know, their church with the stuff that's going on there. These people are not saved. You're not saved. Belshazzar was not saved because he, you know, he took the things out, you know, I mean, bring back in the things back into the house of God where his daddy took out. And now we see the same thing today. People just doing in and everything in God's house. I heard Joel Osteen talking about that he wasn't even called to preach. He didn't want to preach. He wasn't even called to preach. So why is he preaching? Huh? Why is he preaching? It's all about the money. So it's the same thing, you know. You got these people out here preaching and taking over churches and stuff for money, prosperity, fame, a name. You know, won't even call. And like I said the other day, who wants a doctor? Go to a doctor that ain't been to school. You want them doctoring? You want them to do surgery on you? Who wants to go to a dentist that don't know nothing about the mouth? You know, don't know nothing about your teeth, but you going to them. It's the same thing. These y'all going to these churches where these preachers are not even saved. They still fornicating, running women and their husband and wife catching them with somebody else, and they killing them. And come on, y'all. The Bible said, know them that labor among you. Know them. Know them. Know who you're sitting up on. Know who you're listening to. As my husband would say, a lot of people are eating from dirty spoon. You think you're eating from a clean spoon. Who wants to eat from a dirty spoon? Nobody wants to eat from a dirty spoon, but a lot of these pastors are dirty, and you eating from them. Yeah, they putting their nasty hands, you know, on these spoons, and you eating from it. Because they doing in and everything. All in the name of Jesus, cussing in his name, drinking in his name, just doing everything in his name and saying it's okay. I can do what I want to do. With the consequences, as I said, for doing whatever you want to do. You know, we got to choose which side we're going to be on. If you're going to serve the Lord, serve the Lord. If you're going to serve the devil, serve him. You're born in sin, but you can be born again. We all came in sin. But when Christ come in, he changes you. He changes the way you walk. He changes the way you talk. He changes your lifestyle. You want to do everything right, righteous. You know, you change the wrong for the right. When you give your life to Christ, he will show you. He will teach you. He will lead you. He will guide you. Yes, he will, through his word. That's how he guides you. He will regulate your thoughts. The Bible says, I will keep thee in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Some of y'all just balance stuff in your mind. You know, the devil telling you kill yourself or kill somebody. Oh, my God, the Bible says, thou shalt not kill. If you would read the word of God and let it soak inside of your mind, it would help you. It will help you. He said, I will keep thee. Jesus will keep thee in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because you trust in him. I mean, come on now, you trust in a lot of things. I mean, you trust in that chair you sitting in right now. You trust that it's going to hold you up, or you wouldn't have sat in it. Come on now. I'm telling you, man going to put his trust in something. But we telling you, you need to put your trust in the right place. It's in Jesus. It's in Christ alone. It's in the word of God. Get back to biblical truth. Get back to what's right versus what's wrong. Come on, y'all. Well, anyway, Belshazzar, you know, say he was having a party, and then he was bringing things back into the house of God. I'm bringing things in the house of God that was taken out. You know what I'm saying? And then they brought the golden vessels where were taken out of the temple of the house of God, which was at Jerusalem, and the kings and the priests and their wives and his concubines drank in them. Lord have mercy. They said, and then they start doing, you know, what they wanted to do. In other words, we're gonna do whatever we want to do, you know? And they're saying they drank wine and they praised gods of gold. They told you what God they were serving. It said the God of gold. It said the God of gold and silver and brass and iron and wood and stone. And we know people do that right now. I mean, on them award shows and Stellar Awards and all that, they stand up there holding that medal. Some of them crying, oh, thank you, holding it up. Thank you, God, for this. For what? It don't talk. It don't walk. It don't do nothing. You holding it up. It can't, if you set it down, that's what it's going to do. Sit right there. It wouldn't go nowhere. But, you know, people worship stones and brass and iron. You know, I don't know what that silver or whatever them things made out of that they be getting. But anyway, they made out of either one of these silver, brass, iron, wood, or stone or something. And covered in gold, I know that. They're saying praising the gold, the God of gold. And that's what people are doing today. A lot of people are still serving gold and silver and, you know, wood and stones and, you know, just like these Buddhas and stuff. You know, people worship Buddha and pray to him. He can't answer you, you know. Can't talk to you. And sometimes you go into them Chinese stores and they got these Buddhas and everything around stones and all that in a figurement of a man, a big belly or whatever, and people go rub it and all that and make wishes and, oh, my God, to something that don't talk. Don't walk. Oh, my God. They putting fruit down at the around it and somebody they won't eat it. I mean, even if they were starving to death, they would not eat it. That's how, you know, your mind is a powerful thing. And we know that the mind is a powerful thing because that's why a lot of people out here killing, stealing, and destroying people lives. Because they let the enemy take over their mind, take over your thought, have you doing things and possessing your body, having you doing things that you'd be sorry for later. Oh, my God. But anyway, let me get back to this. They said they were drinking and praising the God of gold and silver and brass and iron and wood and stone. And in the same hour came forth a finger of a man wrote over against the candlestick upon the plaster of the wall of the king's palace. Now, you just imagine a palace, and all of a sudden you see a hand, a finger writing on the wall. Oh, my goodness. It's saying the king saw the part of the hand that wrote. The king saw it. It's saying the king's countenance was shamed. Yeah, I can imagine. You know, fear probably gripped him. You know what I'm saying? His face expression probably just was, he probably was just shaking, you know, and everything. It's saying, and the king's countenance or his facial expression was changed, and his thoughts troubled him. I guess it was terrified. He was terrified. It troubled him so that the joints of his loin was loosened and his knees smote one against another. So he was shaking, you know, just shaking, like nervous, you know, because he saw this hand, this finger writing on the wall. And I'm telling you that there's signs all around about you today. You see the handwriting on the wall. You know what the word of God says, and yet you're ignoring the word of God and, you know, just doing whatever you want to do. You see the handwriting on the wall. You see the signs of the time. You see that the word of God is being fulfilled. He said earthquakes in diverse places, and, you know, and men will be lovers of themselves. And these are signs. The handwriting is on the wall, y'all. You see it. You know, pestilence in the land. You know, we hearing all this stuff. I think bumblebees or something, and it's in Nevada or somewhere. I just saw that article. I mean, so much going on. Signs all around, y'all. Signs all around us. Crickets. I'm in a house and the streets and I'm in a whole house and the cars and stuff coming and crickets. Come on, y'all. Pastor, did you see the sign? The handwriting's on the wall. Come on. And like I said, the love of men and wax and cold, families are divided. You know, you never thought you'd be separated from your children or separated from your mama, you know, or your brother. And you know, the devil comes in and try to destroy and take away, you know, because he don't want you together. You know, so do you see the handwriting on the wall? These are signs. The handwriting's on the wall for you to see. And you need to pay attention to the signs around you today. You know, and then it says, and the king cried aloud to bring in the astrologers and the Chaldean, which was, they lived and ruled in Jerusalem too. And it was like, and it said, and the soothsayers, which, you know, psychics or, you know, people that tell you your future or whatever. It said, and the king spake and said unto the wise men of Babylon, whosoever shall read this writing and show me the interpretation thereof shall be clothed with scarlet and have a chain of gold about his neck and shall be in the third ruler of the king. He said, look, this is what Belshazzar was offering them. If y'all astrologers or whoever can tell me what's going on, I'll give you a gold chain around your neck, and, you know, I'll help you to rule this kingdom. And then it said, and then came in all the kings, the wise men, but they could not read the writing. So, see, I don't care how smart people think they are, God made everybody. He made everybody. And you're not smarter than God. And these men of the earth think they smarter than God. These preachers think they smarter than God. Jake, Bloomer calling him the great Jake. God is great and greatly to be praised. Not man. You can honor man, but to praise them and lift them up and worship them? Oh, no, you're not the great. God is great and greatly to be praised. Right here it's saying, and then came in all the wise men, but they could not read the writing. See how they were called wise men, but they weren't wise enough to read the handwriting on that wall. It said, and nor make known to the king the interpretation of it. They couldn't read it. They couldn't read it. Psychics couldn't read it. You know? They couldn't get it. They couldn't get it. And then verse 9 said, and then was King Belshazzar greatly troubled, and his countenance was changed in him, and his lord was astonished. He was surprised, shocked. And then now the queen, by reason of word of the king, and his lord came into the banquet house, you know, when it was set up, pardoning what I said. And the king and the queen spake and said, O king, live forever. Let not thy thoughts and trouble thee, nor let thy countenance be changed. Tell me, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. You got this. You got this. And that's what a lot of people are saying today with these preachers. Oh, don't worry about what some of these people in here saying. You know, you ain't right, Jason. You preaching evolution and stuff. Don't worry about them. Don't worry about them. You know, you got this. And that's what's going on. They think they got this. But I'm telling you, there's a pay for the sin that these people are doing. They hireling, they paid to take you away from truth, paid to take you away from the word of God. And the Bible says, there is a man, now here it is, it's saying, there is a man in thy kingdom in whom is the spirit of the holy God. See, now that's a difference. And see, those psychics, they were even waiting for the psychics, the astrologers, and the soothsayers, and, you know, and the wise men, all them, to tell him what the handwriting was on the wall, and they couldn't do it. Now they say right here, there's a man that worships a holy God, and that was Daniel. And said, and in the day of thy father's light and understanding and wisdom, like the wisdom of the gods, was found in him, whom the king Nebuchadnezzar, thy father, the king, I say, thy father made master. It's talking about Nebuchadnezzar made Daniel rule over his kingdom, you know, when he gave him the interpretation of what his dream was. And then it said of the musicians and astrologers and the Chaldeans and the soothsayers, for as much as an excellent spirit and knowledge and understanding, interpreting the dream and showing the heart sentences and dissolving of doubt was found in the same Daniel, whom the king named Belteshazzar. Now, let Daniel be called, and he will show you the interpretation. And they tell him, okay, now we know who do know is a holy man, a man that worships a holy God. And he knows because he was the one that your father used. So they tell him, say, we need to get him. And so then verse 13 said, then was Daniel brought in before the king, and the king spake and said to Daniel, art thou that Daniel? Is you the one? That's what he's saying. Is you the one? He said, which art the children of the captive of Judah, who the king of my father brought out of Jerry? And it said, I have even heard of thee that the Spirit of God is in thee, and that the light and understanding and excellent wisdom is found in thee. He said, look, I done heard about you, you know. He had heard about Daniel. And then said in verse 15, he said, and now the wise men and the astrologers, they stand around looking and had been brought in before me. He told, he was telling Daniel, he said, and that they should read this writing and make known unto me the interpretation thereof, but they could not. He brought in all those, you know, and even today people run into psychics and run into, you know, soothsayers and run into witch doctors and warlocks and stuff looking for the answer. Jesus is the answer. Daniel had the true and holy God. He had the righteous God. He had the God that made everything. And that's what we're trying to point you to today. You want the God, the holy God, the righteous God. You know, the one that will lead you and guide you in this last hour. You know, that's going away to prepare a place for you. And, you know, he's coming back for us. He's going to take us home to heaven one day. But now, Jason and them, with their new theology, which is a study, they lying. They telling you that, you know, their heaven is right here on earth. They weren't saying that when he first got here and when he first came out, because he didn't know when nobody had followed him. If he had came in, you know, like he is, you know what I'm saying? If he had came in like a wolf instead of sheep, you know, he came in like a sheep, but he was a wolf on the inside. And you see it now. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Everybody loose. Everything loose. Everybody clothes off now. That's why he finished with woman down loose, because he unloosed everybody. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Now, see, he said y'all going to kiss everything you know and goodbye. Look at you. Everybody done kissed everything they known about Jesus for real. Goodbye. And the Bible said, I marvel that you soon forgot. You've been removed. And the Bible said, remove not the old landmark. We're supposed to keep the foundation of truth. Now, you know, everybody's talking about God doing something new. The Bible said, he's saying yesterday, today, and forever. So if it's new, it's not true, y'all. Don't fall for the tricks of the enemy. The Bible says also in Matthew 24, you know, it tells us that, you know, the deception was going to be the number one key. And that's what we're seeing today. Many are being deceived. The handwriting's on the wall. Don't be deceived. Handwriting's on the wall, y'all. And he brought in all these wise men, the astrologers and all these. And he told Daniel, he said, they couldn't read it. He said, show the interpretation of the things. And then verse 16, he said, and I have heard of thee, but I heard of you, Daniel, that thou canst make interpretation and dissolve doubt. Now, if thou can read and write and make known to me the interpretation thereof, that thou shalt be clothed with scarlet and have a gold chain about your neck, and thou shalt be the third ruler of the king. This is what he offered down to the Lord. I'll give you this and I'll give you that. I'll give you a gold chain and, you know, and I'll give you the scarlet robe, you know. and everything, if you could just tell me what this dream is. Then verse 17 says, and Daniel answered and said before the king, let thy gift be to thyself. Keep it. In other words, keep it. I don't want your gift. You know, I don't want your gold chain. I don't want, you know, I don't want nothing that you got to offer me. He said, and give thy reward to another. So don't give it to me. I don't want it. Give it to somebody else. He said, yet I will read the writing unto the king and make known to him the interpretation. O ye king, the most high, God giveth Nebuchadnezzar, thy father, a kingdom and a majestic and glory and honor. And for the majestic that thou hast given him, all people, nations, and language trembled and feared before him. Tell me his daddy, whom thou would he slew. They killed. He killed. And then saying, whom he would he kept alive. And saying, whom he would he set up. And whom he will he put down. God put, he didn't want to raise up and put down. It said, but when his heart was lifted up and his mind hardened and pride, he was disposed from the kingly throne, and they took his glory from him. You're talking about Nebuchadnezzar's daddy. Let's go over here let's go back a little bit. Let's go over here to Daniel chapter 4 and let you know about how his daddy was. His daddy was just like these preachers today. Daniel chapter 4 and verse 28. Let's start there. I wasn't going to go there, but I believe I need to go there. Or maybe I should go up to 27. It said, wherefore, O king, let my counsel, his instruction, be acceptable unto thee, and break off thy sins by righteousness and thy iniquities by showing mercy to the poor, if it may be a lengthening of thy tranquilities, meaning calm and serenity. And then it said, and 28, it said, all this came upon the king Nebuchadnezzar. This is his father. And it said, this is Belshazzar's father. It said, and at the end of the 12 months, he walked in the palace of the kingdom of Babylon, talking about Nebuchadnezzar, his daddy. It said, and the king spake and said, is not this great Babylon that I have built for my house, for the house of the kingdom, by the might of my power? You hear that? This was his daddy. And this is what Jacob, I'm saying. You know, he's saying, have I not built this big old church, 30,000 people? Have I not? And then how about my power and my honor and my majesty? That's some question now. And why the word was in king's mouth, they feel a voice from heaven. Look, there's a voice came from heaven. And I'm telling you, these preachers better get right. They better get right because, oh, my God, judgment is coming. They look like they're getting away. Everybody, you know, saying, why all this stuff taking place? Ain't nothing done. And it look like God just letting them do whatever they want to do in his house. Judgment is coming. Just like judgment came, you know, it's coming. And right here it said, and while the word was in the king's mouth, and a voice came down from heaven, saying, O King Nebuchadnezzar, to thee it is spoken. The kingdom is departed from thee. Look, you thought you were running this kingdom. Now I'm going to show you. He said, and they shall drive thee from men, and they shall dwelling shall be like a beast in the field, and thou shalt make thee to eat grass as an oxen, and seven times shall pass over, until thou knowest that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men. And I know judgment is coming for these pastors. I'm telling y'all better get right. You better get right because judgment came right here. It was saying that judgment was coming for Nebuchadnezzar. You know, he said, you're going to be driven into the field like a beast, like an animal, and you're going to be eating grass. And that's what he did for 7 years. It's the seven times. And said, it shall pass over thee until thee know who the Most High is. I'm telling you, y'all think that Jason and them getting away and they think they God and they think they great and, you know, and everything. But just like, you know, judgment came for Nebuchadnezzar, but one thing for sure, Nebuchadnezzar came to his senses. Let's keep reading. And his son ain't learned from his father. He ain't learned from his father. Now listen, verse 33 said, "And the same hour was the things fulfilled upon Nebuchadnezzar, and he was driven from men." He was driven from men because he was out there in the field like an animal eating grass, you know. And he did eat grass and oxen, and his body was wet with dew of heaven, till his hair was grown like eagle's feather. Just imagine eagle feather. Look it up and see what an eagle feather looked like. And it said, and his nails was like bird claws. You ever seen bird claws? Some of these women around here walking around here with their nails look like bird claws. They're so long and curved over and everything. This man was on his knees out there in the field, in the grass, you know, eating grass. He was not closing his right mind, I'm telling you. When you lose your mind, oh, my God, Jesus, the only one can restore your mind. And I'm telling you, and if he's a mind regulator, he can restore your mind. So what the devil's telling you to kill yourself, and the devil's telling you there is no hope, and the devil's telling you killing yourself is the only way out. Oh, no, don't listen. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. It's sad because let's keep reading. And at the end of the day, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lift up my eyes unto heaven. Look, he was not closing his right mind, but I tell you, God is a mind regulator. He regulated his mind. He would let him know he is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords, and he turned the kings and the men heart the way he want to. And you know, and even though Jason, Kenneth Cope, and all of them think they so great and they think they God, he up there drinking blood, you know, cutting his finger and putting the blood in a jar and then put the other man's blood in there with his blood and they drinking. That's so demonic. It's so sick. You know, it's the spirit of the devil. That's what it is. And people sitting right up under listening to him and, you know, following these people. But just like they were following Nebuchadnezzar, you know, but it said, and at the end of the day, now after he done been out there in the grass, eating grass, he didn't know he was eating grass. They're out there eating grass. And clogs on grow for 7 years like bird clogs. Oh my God. It's saying Nebuchadnezzar lift up my eyes unto the heaven and my understanding returned to me. God is he can restore your mind. You know, people always talk about mental illness and stuff, but God is a mind regulator. He made your mind. He made your mind. Ain't nothing but demonic spirits where people don't open themselves up. You know, come on. Come on, he's a mind regulator. He regulated Nebuchadnezzar's mind. He restored his mind. The Bible said right here, and his understanding returned unto him. His mind came back clear. And he said, look, and he knew who it did. It said, and I bless the Most High, and I praise and honor him that live forever. So that's why I be saying, you know, the Bible is, I'm telling you, the word of God is so true. It's a lamp unto your feet and light unto your path. Come on. Nebuchadnezzar came to his senses, y'all. Oh, yes, he did. It said, he said that he praised and honored him and said that the Lord lived forever. We here at the Red Church trying to tell you, try Jesus. The Lord lived forever. He'll live and reign in your life forever. When you accept him in your heart and your life, it said who dominion is an everlasting dominion. And his kingdom is from generation to generation. Widely known, y'all. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Jesus. And an inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing. And he doeth according to his will in the arms of heaven, and the amount of the inhabitants of the earth, and none shall stay his hand, or say unto him, what doest thou? Then it says, and at the time my reason, his mind, returned to me. This Nebuchadnezzar talking. He said, and at the same time, my reasoning, my senses. That's what he's talking about. Return unto me, came back to him. And for the joy and for the glory of the kingdom, my honor and brightness returned to me. And my counselor and my Lord sought unto me. And I was established in my kingdom as an excellent, majestic was added unto me. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praised and exalted and honored the King of heaven. And that's what we're supposed to do. The King of heaven, he's still the King of kings and Lord of lords. He still rules. He still reigns. And all those works of truth, of righteousness, y'all, not of wrong. It said of all that works truth and his way, judgment. And those who walk in pride, he's able to abase. He'll bring it down. Now let's get back to his son, Belshazzar, when he brought all this stuff into the house of God and was doing whatever he wanted to do. You know, well, we can't do whatever we want to do. We need, it's not my will, but thy will be done, God. Not my way, but your way, God. The word of God says our thoughts are not his thoughts and our ways are not his. His thoughts is so high as you know, from the earth to up to heaven, you know? That's a long way when you think about it. That's a long way up, you know? But anyway, the word of God says, let me see where I'm at. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Where am I at? And he was driven from the Son of Man, and his heart was made like a beast. Like, but come on now, that was talking about his daddy. And he dwelt, and his dwelling was with the wild asses, and they fed him with grass like oxen, and his body was wet with dew of heaven till he knew that the Most High God ruled the kings of men. And that's what we just got through reading. You know what his father went through, but he came to his senses. You know, God will chop them trees down, I'm telling you. You know, you chop your tree down. That's why I'm always praying, Lord, chop Jakes and all these trees down, these ministers that's just not right, these false prophets, these false teachers, Lord, chop it down, just like you did Nebuchadnezzar, so that they can see you high and lift it up. I'm not speaking nothing bad on them. I want them to see God high and lift it up, just like Nebuchadnezzar came to his senses, that he could see God high and lift it up. And then it says, and though his son, O Belshazzar, shall not humble hit thine heart, though thou know of all these things. Say, he knew all these things. He knew his daddy went through all that. Out there in the grass, I'm out there in the field eating grass, you know. He heard what happened with his daddy. He saw what happened with his daddy. Yet, he didn't learn. And sometimes it's the same way. People seeing what's right. They know what's right, but you keep on doing wrong. Consequences. When you know to do right and keep doing wrong. Come on. Give your life to the Lord today. Come on, try Jesus. Come on. You're running out of time. Come on, the handwriting's on the wall. Come on, the signs are there. Can't you see? God keep proving himself over and over. We all been in some situation. I know it. You know, if it had not been for the Lord on your side, you would have been gone. Your devil would have took you out. And in hell, you would have lift up your eyes. Hell is as real as heaven, y'all. And we can't get rid of it because you want to. It's still there. You know? And because you say you don't believe, don't mean it don't exist. You just don't believe. And you'll see when you get there. And I pray that you won't get there. Because it's every knee going to bow and every tongue going to confess that Jesus is Lord. To the glory of God, y'all. To the glory of God. So we here at the Ready Church just want to make a difference in your life. That's what we want to do. It says, and he lifted up thyself against the Lord. He would not do like his father. He wouldn't turn everything over to the Lord, you know. And we here at the Red Church trying to tell you, turn it over to the Lord. Come on, give it up. Give it up. Give up all them things you know is just not right. All those things are displeasing God. Come on, give it up. Come on, exchange the wrong for the right. Come on, give it up. Things you're doing is just not right. Nobody had to even tell you. You know what you're doing. He sees you. He sees you in the darkest of night. You know? You know, we can be in a dark room, and I might can't find you, but he knows exactly where you are in the darkness. Oh, yes, because Jesus is the light, so no darkness on him. So he sees you everywhere you go, everything you do. God sees you today. And his hands ain't so short that he can't reach you. I don't care what you've done, where you've been, you know, or anything. He's a God that will forgive you and cleanse you today. You don't have to be like Dale Sheldon. He didn't want to. He didn't want to surrender. He didn't want to give up. You know, he didn't want to do like his daddy. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Don't be that way today. Come on, verse 30. We're going over here and close out. It's saying, in the night was Belshazzar, the king of Chaldeans, slain. He died. He died. He didn't listen. He didn't listen. He didn't do like his dad. You know? But he was slain. He was killed. The wages of sin, the consequences of his sin brought forth death. You know? You don't want to leave here without Jesus. You don't want to leave here without Christ in your life. The Bible said the day that you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. We're here to go to church telling you, come on, come on. Give it up. Give it up. Come on. The devil talking to your mind, telling you to do something right now that you ought not to do. Don't do it. Give it up. Give it up. Seek God. Turn away from your sin today and be cleansed by the blood of Jesus. The song that says, you sing, what can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. It reaches to the highest mountain and flows through the lowest valley. It will never lose its power. Come on, try Jesus. Trust him. He said, if you trust and never doubt, he will surely bring you out. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Leave them there. Don't keep picking it back up. Just give it to him and leave it there. And just wait on him. Just keep praying. Oh, my God. Like I said, this nation has gotten God. When you take prayer out of everything, you bring chaos in. We're here today telling you, pray, seek God, turn from your wicked ways, turn back to God before it's too late. Get in your Bible and read the Word of God. It will bring you total deliverance like only he can do. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and praise you for your Word on today. It's a lamp unto our feet and it's a light unto our path. Search our hearts, search our minds on today, God. Anything that's displeasing you on today, we ask that you take it out and straighten us on today, God. Lord, I pray that you continue to minister to us all in a special way like only you can do. Oh, God, we pray for those that are battling suicide. Pray for those that are in bereavement at this time, lost. Oh, God, we pray for those families. We pray for strength. We pray for peace that surpasses their own understanding only through you, God. We pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, plead the blood of Jesus over these pastors that are leading people away and astray on today. We pray for all these churches, God, in the name of Jesus, to have the Ichabod on the door, post of the house, which means the Spirit of the Lord has departed. We pray for you on today, in the name of Jesus, that you will pick up your Bible on today. And that you will get back in the Word of God on today. That you will pick up the King James Version on today. In the name of Jesus. And declare the Word of God over you and your house on today. We just thank you, God, for your Word. We thank you for peace of mind. We thank you, God. Nobody but you on today. Give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. On today, we pray for our communities. We pray for the sin-sick nation that have turned their hearts away from truth. Save, set free, and deliver.
In Jesus' name we pray. And the devil's defeated. God is exalted. The Holy Spirit is present. And Jesus Christ is still Lord. Oh, yes, he is. And praise the Lord. Come to Jesus while you have a chance. Turn, come to Jesus. Come to Jesus today. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. He will save you. Come to Jesus. He will deliver and keep you. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus while you have a chance. In Jesus' name.
The dead.